Good morning, friends. It's Gráinne Tindall here, Numbers for Success, with another Numbers for Success podcast on all things soul. Well, today, friends, is the 20th of March, 2024. And I decided that I would talk today about the subject I'm going to speak of because I felt it was relevant. And it's a little bit different probably to my normal podcasts in that it's more like a story, if you will. I had a lot of people contacting me wanting to know more, a little bit more about the ancient civilization of Atlantis. And I sat with it and I decided therefore to tell a story, if you will, because I am a storyteller in essence, based on, you know, countless months, years of research and tuning in about the, I suppose, the golden age, the future of, or we're currently in, and what was the golden age of Atlantis. So we'll work at a bit about both of it. I'm going to base it on the work of two people who to me are and were truly instrumental in my journey. One is a lady called Sandy Stevenson. I'm not sure whether she's still alive. I had the honour of meeting her a long time ago. I'm pretty sure she was Australian and she was way ahead of her time. And she wrote extensively about the New Earth. And I will be working with some of her information today. And of course, the wonderful Diana Cooper, who I had the honour of being in the audience of last October 22nd, 2023, when a group of people, of light workers, many of who I've had the honour of working with myself personally, who came together and we were part of a collective healing to raise the vibration of the earth, all in a day's work. But I wanted to do this podcast today. Well, it's normally my every Wednesday I do it. I know there was a bonus one this week. On Monday, I did the one, Kate, Where Art Thou? I had a huge interest in that one. We're still wondering where she is, but that's another story. But right now, today is the equinox here in Ireland at 3 a.m. this morning. It's the beginning of the equinox for us here in this part of the world. And yesterday, the 19th, was the Aries sign. The sun's going into the sign of Aries today, actually. But yesterday was the beginning of the astrological new year. And I know I'm not an astrologer. I never, ever claim to be. But a lot of astrologers claim their new year starts today. As a numerologist, we talk of your new year is your actual birthday. And that's how we work it from. But I think it's important to acknowledge that this is the beginning of the astrological new year. So you do have full permission. You always have to do. It's free will to really write a list of all the things you wish to bring in. We're coming into a very powerful time. You know, Aries, the North Node is in the sign of Aries, which is about destiny and rewriting our destiny. So we're going through a lot with the wounded healer Chiron as well in alignment. So there's a lot going on. There's a lot of different planets in the sign of Aries at the moment. So it can be it'll be an interesting time. And I would have spoken of this already because we're in the corridor now leading up to the lunar eclipse on the 25th of March. But for today's message and today's podcast, I just wanted to relate that today is the 20th day and 2020 vision was something I was given continuously, maybe since I started studying the numerology, which would have been around, 1998 or thereabouts. And at that time, I started getting very curious about my own life and who am I and why am I here and what am I here to do. And I came across the wonderful work of Margaret Neilon, who was a huge influence in my own personal spirit development, but also my career. She has subsequently passed about 10 years ago, but she's very much around me and very much in my heart. She was a wonderful numerologist here in Ireland. And I remember when she used to give us tasks to do, different dates of birth to work with. But I remember at the time asking her, what do you think will have happened by the year 2020? And I remember her saying 2020 vision, very much around utopia and the balance of the yin and the yang and as above, so below, and so forth. That's my memory of it. But what's been very interesting is leading up to right through since the early beginning of the 20th century, that there has been vast numbers of light workers who come in en masse, if you will, together to start helping with the world. So we get to the story now of the Earth mission, if you will. So it is said that the Earth Mother, the Earth itself, allowed humans to use her body. Again, take this whatever way you wish, as a school for learning. But it was to learn through limitation, which is very interesting. So it was part of the Earth itself, because everything is alive, everything is frequency, everything is connected. So the greater the density of the planet, the more that there was to learn and grow and evolve. So basically what happened was, over a period of time, the human population began to lose sight of the truth of its origins. So both the Earth and humanity became entangled in very much what was perceived as a karmic, continuous karmic debt. So the Earth needed cleansing. And so a call went out to the universe for 144,000 committed, evolved beings who would be willing to perform a series of incarnations upon the Earth, teaching and focusing. Now, isn't that interesting? And this was to help with the imbalance of negative energy that was present on the Earth. Now, according to the work of Sandy Stevenson, who was really a very interesting person to look up, these beings were known as star seeds. Okay, we've heard of the star seeds, and they're actually mentioned in the Bible. But as you probably know, the Bible has been perhaps either through translation or maybe deliberately, a lot of things have been deleted regarding incarnation and reincarnation. So that was at the Council of Nicaea. But it's just to maintain control. Now, the 144,000 came, and they came from all different galaxies and planes of existence across universes. And they met in a designated place called Orion. And this gathering was overseen by some great masters. And 144,000 is a very important number mathematically, because it's all divided by 12. And that's to do with the monads and so forth. But we won't get into that today. We just want to look at what the star seeds and what this is all about. Now, so these beings were part of this giant experiment. And then we have leading up to that was the beginning of a 260,000 year experiment or period of time for all of the universes. So if you understand that, and then basically they were divided up into 26,000 years, but there was 10 cycles of these cosmic years, so that made a 260,000 year is the span. Okay, so after these star seeds met on Orion and descended onto Earth, many of these beings, such as angels, spirit guides, ascended masters, who would be operating from the seventh dimensional energy. So the Earth at this time was third dimensional, and these beings that were coming on were fourth and fifth. So I was trying to adjust to that. So the blueprint of the divine plan has never actually changed. And this is all due to free will and choice. That was one of the things that these beings were given, is free will and free choices to make their own, even though they can be, you know, guided along by it. And because a lot of these star seeds and the majority of the light workers have previously been in fifth dimensional or above, they would have already had a light body, if you will, which was the vehicle for the fifth. And then trying to adjust to the solid foundation, if you will, or solid dimension of the third, that was difficult. So they had to learn to adopt, you know, and learn to adapt and adopt different limiting patterns, you know, in order to be here at this time. And so Diana Cooper speaks of 2012 being one of the key catalyst times in our world, because that was the beginning or the end of that 260,000 universe, if you will. So, but for during that period, though, for 1500 years, that's when the legendary golden era of Atlantis rose. And it was all fifth dimensional. It was all based on love and community. It was the balance between male and female energy, the yin and the yang. And it was a wonderfully happy, extraordinary time. But then greed and power and misuse of power started to be played with and tampered with, particularly power around crystal energy. And basically, Atlantis started to rapidly dissolve. And so in the 10,000 years that followed, the third dimensional Earth, it went down to that from fifth to third, and it underwent a new experiment, because this is an experiment, and it was of masculine domination. And that's why now we're seeing the rise of the sacred masculine, which is really beautiful to witness and to see. And when people volunteered, that those original 144,000 souls, they agreed to go to what is called the veil of amnesia. They forget what their divine purpose is, even though they were coming from fifth, possibly even sixth dimensional energies into a third dimensional energy. So they forgot. And that was the part of learning to sort of, how would you put it, to adjust to the energies on the earth right now. So there is a time frame. So between around 1910 to 1925, if you can imagine now, well over 100 years ago now, star seeds, you know, started to come in large groups again to awaken the masses. And this would have been obviously prior to the First World War, but also after the after effects of that. Many people were born during that period. And then certainly around the Second World War, a large, many light workers incarnated, many of them involved in the war in order to balance their karma, and came in to help, you know, the chaos of what was going on in the world, the imbalance, again, the male energy, the strong dominating male energy. Then there's kind of a break for a while. And between the years mid-60s, 1964 to about 1973, a large amount of light workers incarnated again. And many of these were highly evolved, and they were masters. And they were the ones who came in to really crank up what was about to happen leading up to the 21st century. And that would be my period of living. And because of that, we had to establish an understanding of what reality is and how we can create it. And a lot of people born during that period, 1964 to 73, were now in our 50s, 40s and 50s, 50s. So we probably birthed a lot of the other children that have come in since, young people, I should say. And that's where a lot of earth angels came in during that period, because the earth needed it because of the circumstances and the energy. The next big influx came around 1988. So 87 to 90 maybe. A huge influx. And they were also, they're called the star children. And those star children now are having, a lot of them are having the rainbow and the crystal children. Rainbow children, really, that are born now. But those children, young people, I should say now, born in that period, they came in basically to bring, literally to hold the love and the light that we who were born in the mid-60s to 70s brought in, which led to the precursors of those born in the First World War and Second World War. So it's all been leading up to this point. A lot of children born, as I've been saying for a long time, born since the year 2000, they have a different mission than we born in the 20th century. So the ones, the children, young people born from the 21st century are here to, they're the we generation, and they're here to come together in solidarity and peace, the number two, and union, and also to support each other. Whereas the people born, all of us born in the 20th century, it's the I am generation, which is fine to be I. The I am is a powerful word, an expression, but it's for very much individualistic and, you know, looking after number one, as opposed to understanding that we have a part to play in creating the reality that plays out around us. So that's all very interesting. And of course, the young people born since 2012, another group of young people came in, and this marked really a hugely important passage of time, which was leading us up to what I believe is fifth dimensional living from 2032. So the young people born 2012 have come in with a divine mission to assist us in getting to that place. And what has happened is we have in 2012, Diana Cooper speaks of high frequency really kicking in, and 33 cosmic portals throughout the planet opening up at 2012. It was actually on the 21st of the 12th, 2012. And in many ancient civilizations, that was the ending of the world. In the Mayan and Egyptian calendars, they ended on the last, the 21st of the 12th, 2012. They said that was the end of the world. But Diana Cooper mentions, from that cosmic moment, the entire universe was given 20 years to clear out anything associated with a lower vibration and to bring us into the fifth dimension. So hopefully that makes sense. So in only 20 years, we have to make a double dimensional shift, according to Diana's work, from the third to the fifth. So nothing has ever happened like this before. And let's be honest, probably won't happen again in this lifetime, in any lifetime, really. Then, so 2032 will be a really interesting time to observe, because it's a new blueprint, and it's about the golden age, which will have an even higher frequency than the golden age of Atlantis, where so many magical things happened. And with that in mind, we have all come in to be and find our purpose, to be on purpose. And it really is important right now, as we're transcending through this time, that apparently the world is only meant to be, according to Diana Cooper, a population of 2 billion. At the moment, we're up to 8 billion on the planet, at the thereabouts. So she mentions that there is a huge influx of souls currently coming in, and they are being allowed to come in, because what they're doing is, a lot of us are being granted dispensation to clear all karma. And millions of souls who have heavy karma are here to repay it, and they may have misused the power again, which is similar to the fall of Atlantis. And that's why us light workers who are here right now, we will have to hold the energy. And that's why the young children born since the year 2020, I've been guided to say they've no karma. They have no karma from 2020, the young children. They've come in to really assist in the ascension of the planet. Now, it does sound like an episode of Star Trek, but Star Trek was way ahead. Star Trek talked about, you know, coming onto the earth and free will, all of those things. So I thought I'd end this podcast with, this is again based on the work of Sandy Stevenson, who I would recommend. And this is an invocation, if you wish to do it, to release and realize your, I suppose, your highest spiritual wisdom and power, particularly at this time. And it is information that has been channeled by someone called Romna Herman. I'll always mention that. And this is meant to be Archangel Michael's channeling. So if you'd like to stop the podcast at this moment and maybe take a moment to go into a quiet place, and I'm going to read this invocation. And this is something you can learn or recite yourself as often as you want. And it'll be almost at 20 minutes on the podcast, so you'll be able to return back to it. So getting yourself into a safe space, just you can repeat these words after me. If there's words that are used that you don't like, just change them. If the word God offends you, change it to source, universe, whatever you wish. I'm going to use the word God. I call upon my mighty I Am presence to fill me with wisdom, discernment, and loving intent. And so it is. I release any and all expectations I have about my spiritual growth and advancement. I release agreements with my mother, my father, my children, my stepchildren, my grandchildren, my husband, my wife, my brothers, my sisters, my friends, my ex-wife, my ex-husband, and anyone else where this keeps me stuck in a third dimensional reality. I release all invalid concepts about my worthiness of love, joy, peace, harmony, security, abundance, creativity, and youthful health and well-being. I release the need to save the world or anyone in it. I release my mission is to accept and even realize that my mission is to accept my masterhood and sisterhood and be a living, loving example to all without any expectations from anyone. I release all preconditioning and all cell memories about my bodily form. I claim my God-given birthright of beauty, vitality, health and well-being, knowing that this is the natural state of being and I only have to follow the nudging of spirit to manifest this perfection. I release all expectations regarding my creativity. I create from the joy of it and know that my abundance and resources come from spirit and not from my efforts, only from a belief in my worthiness. I release any and all hold that the third dimensional governments and establishments have over me. They do not control me, my abundance or my security. I release all residual karmic debt and misqualified energy within me and my physical, mental, emotional and spiritual bodies. I now resolve all conditions with grace and ease and expand into the light in order to join in the co-creation of heaven on earth. I release any misconceptions regarding my ability to draw knowledge, wisdom and information from spirit. I now draw on new knowledge and concepts in order to learn and grow and serve by living example. I release all judgment, all preconceived ideas and expectations for other people, knowing that they are in their own perfect place and evolvement. I give love and encouragement and only offer information when asked, and then with truth, that my truth may not be their truth. And so it is. So if you would like to know what your soul purpose is, would you like to know what your forecast is? Would you like to be part of an online spiritual community? Please contact me at the information below. And remember, you, my friend, are part of the golden future of Earth. And so it is.